And joining us this week from St. Matt's Episcopal Church is Elizabeth Evans. Well, thanks for coming back with us. We're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Sounds great. Hope. Here we go. Should be a good one. We've been talking about, of course, moving with God. So we're going through life with God, and it's just basically a way for me to figure out a way to tell everybody about my vacation stories, as you know. But we did talk about the hedge of protection, how God protects us from Satan, and how we, if we're in his will keep us safe. Now, of course, that does have a prerequisite. That means that we actually want to be safe. Mm. We want to be in God's will, and we're trying to do what he wants us to do. There are some runners. There are some people who are running from God's will. Either they're not Christians now, or they're Christians, but they've just decided that they're going to do their own thing. Of course, the most famous runner in the Bible is Jonah. He was supposed to be going and sharing the gospel with a whole group of people, a whole city that were out of God's will. And instead, he decided he was just going to go the opposite way. We all love the VeggieTale version of this story, but it doesn't quite give every detail that Jonah did. In Jonah 1, it says, starting at verse 4, "Then the Lord set a great wind on the sea. Such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up, and all the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to their own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, 'How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish.'" Skipping down to verse 9, he answered, this is Jonah, "I'm a Hebrew and I worship the Lord, the God of the heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." And this terrified them. They asked, "What have you done?" They knew he was running away from the Lord because he'd already told them so. As the story goes along, they try to save Jonah. They try not to throw him into the sea, but they eventually decide that that's the only way to do that. And as soon as they throw him overboard, the raging sea grows calm. So we see there's an immediate difference for these people once they throw him overboard. And I didn't have something quite so terrible happen to me on vacation, luckily. Last year, we went to West Virginia. It's kind of a low-key, we try to do every other year, a low-key, relaxing vacation with, you know, unplugged, which my teenagers don't really like, that you have to drive a mile away to get internet service. But that's okay. Uh-huh. It's nice to have something unplugged where people actually talk to each other. And it's also kind of a sneaky way for me to get in some bike riding because I love to bike ride. And I don't get to bike on all kinds of terrain because it's Northwest Ohio and it's flat. And there's nothing. There's no hills. So this was a good way, especially in West Virginia with all those hills, be able to get some hill work in. And the hills were so big, like you would go up the hill and it was like a roller coaster ride. You're like clicking up the hill, click, 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 click. And as soon as you get to the top, you could just feel the anticipation of the rush that you're going to get when you're going down. The only bad thing was that since we were in the middle of nowhere, it's not really GPS. So you're kind of on your own. You're just biking wherever and hoping that you make it back. You got to kind of memorize the terrain and look around and make sure you know where you're going. So one day when I was, as my dad would say, taking the scenic route, aka lost in the middle of nowhere, I was just huffing it. It was such an effort. Every half a mile felt like 10 miles. It was just horrible. And I finally gave up. I was like, I got to get back. It's getting late. People are going to want to eat. I'm just going to pack it in. I turned around and I couldn't believe it. I was going into a headwind. Soon as I turned around, it was just smooth sailing. I just sailed right back there in no time flat. It was so much less effort. And I thought to myself, this must be what it's like when we're running from God. You're putting everything into trying to get somewhere you don't even know where because you don't have really a direction. You're just wandering around, looking around at the scenery, trying to figure out where you're supposed to be going, really putting a lot of effort into it. And you're going the completely wrong direction. All you got to do is just turn right around and you can just feel God's hand pushing you where you need to be, where your goal is, getting you back home. It was like a light bulb moment for me. So I have begun in my life to really pray for every step that I'm taking, making sure that I'm in God's will. Just like when Jonah finally did give in and say, yes, I will do it. I don't want to, but I will do it. I hope that we all can have a better attitude with that, instead of being the one who says, I will begrudgingly do it, but I don't want to, willingly turn around, go the right direction, and feel God's hand at us, on us, and be able to go home where we need to be and step forward in faith and do even the scary stuff with God's will in mind.
That's a good word for us. Would you go and pray for our listeners, Elizabeth?
Sure. Lord, we just pray that you give us the position that you want us to be in, Lord, that you are our GPS, that you show us your will and get us back into it. Lord, help us to be able to come back to what you want us to do, even if we're running from you, Lord, or if we've never given our life over to you. We just pray that you help us to let go and let you come into our lives and direct us where we need to be. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Elizabeth Evans joining us. She is the youth director or director of youth ministries or whatever. I don't know your official title at St. Matt's Episcopal Church. Tell us about St. Matt's.
Sure. We're at 5240 Talmadge Road. Our website's smechurch.org, and we have lots of youth activities, of course. We have Awana during the school year, and we also have our youth group every Sunday right after our 10:30 service. We do have a traditional service at 8 a.m., and our 10:30 is a little more contemporary. We have Sunday school for the kids at that time as well. We're coming up on our community picnic, and the community is welcome, just like it says. Let me tell you, the ladies there at St. Matthew's, they know how to cook too. So come on over, because there's no just like potato salad and hot dogs there. This is the good stuff. And we are also having our car and craft show. If you're interested in, you know, I don't know if you're crafty at all. But
I'm not. But
okay. Well, if you've got some craft items that you want to present for sale, you could do that.
Thank you so much for being in this morning.
No problem.